ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, November the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Celebrating Veterans Day today, if you served in our armed services, our armed forces, you served your country, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. Thank you for our freedom. I know a lot of people say thank you for your service. I say thank you for our freedoms. My dad was a veteran. Vicky's dad was a veteran. They ended the Vietnam War because they knew I was coming. I was graduating in 1976, so they ended it. But very much would have considered serving if the war was still going on. When I graduated, instead of going to Michigan State for pre-med, I would have seriously considered doing it. Life went in a different direction. But all these years have always, always had a special place in my heart for veterans. And again, this is not veterans who have passed away in service. That's Memorial Day. Veterans Day is to honor people that served our country, dead or alive, especially alive. The sacrifice that they're doing for our country, we greatly appreciate it. Without you, we couldn't do our lives. We sleep every night in our beds, completely protected from hopefully every threat possible. One of the things that we have to understand is the government implementing the armed services, all of them, have put together a standing army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, now Space Force. These are young men and women that chose this path in their lives, away from their families, at risk. We owe them so much gratitude. And I just want you to take a moment and think about that today. More importantly, explain it to your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Make sure they understand what Veterans Day is all about. Why do we celebrate it? Because you have to understand that without understanding the history of what the veterans did for us since the beginning of this country, those patriots that served in the Revolutionary War under George Washington, they created our country. Others protected it, kept our enemies at bay, and made a difference around the world. Veterans did that. So again, take a moment today, reflect on it. If you know a veteran, call them up. Call them up and say, thank you. Thank you for our freedoms. It will absolutely brighten up their day. I guarantee it. And gratitude is a good thing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. Well, last week was the election. Last week was the election. This Tuesday, November 5th, last week. Thursday, 2 days later, the new majority in the House of Representatives, the number that I predicted months ago, came true. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. We were told on Friday it was 57-53. I was actually off by one. But then counting some ballots incorrectly shifted and changed the results. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Four more that the Democrats lost. Four that the Democrats lost switched to Republicans. Democrats were at 56. Now they're at 52. The Republicans picked up those four seats. Now it's 58 to 52. Well, in their process of getting together as a new Republican caucus, they held a vote for Speaker. And the person that I did not want to be our next Speaker, Matt Hall, ended up winning. He had a ton of money. Bottom line, he bought the leadership, the Speaker of the House position, because he was able to pay off campaign debt for these new representatives. Every campaign ends up being in a deficit. Every campaign ends up in a deficit. So he dangled money in front of them. They took it as a quid pro quo. Here's the money, but you have to vote for me to be Speaker. Matt Hall bought the speakership in the House of Representatives in Lansing at the state level. One of the things you have to understand, this could have been better if the other gentleman that was running against him, Tom Kuntz, had been able to secure the necessary votes, 30 votes versus 28, we would have been in a much better position pushing our agenda, pushing back against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda, had Tom prevailed. But he didn't. So, as a result, we have a new speaker. He's a Republican, allegedly, even though he voted for the gun laws with the Democrats. So it could be, quote, bipartisan, is his excuse for voting for the gun bills. God help us, folks. Now, the only saving grace, the Republicans now have control of the House. They now have control of all the committees. They have control of the agenda as to what gets moved in the House. What starts in the House? Every single budget spending bill starts in the House of Representatives. Then it goes to the senators. Then it goes to the governor's desk for signature and spending. So hopefully, God willing, this will be a situation where we are able to control the governor's agenda for the last 2 years of her governorship. Now, I spoke with State Representative John Roth on Saturday. He called to congratulate Vicky on her winning the Antrim County Clerk's race. And I asked him point blank, John, as my state rep, what do you think is going to be the agenda of this lame duck session that starts literally this week? They're going to be in Lansing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They'll be breaking for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will then come back after Thanksgiving and start up what's called the lame duck. Why is it the lame duck? Because all those four Democrats that lost their seats. Again, it was 56 to 54. Now the Democrats are down to 52. The Republicans are up to 58. Those four Democrats are gone come January the 2nd. January 2nd, after they get through New Year's Day and get sworn in, that Thursday, January 2nd, starts the next legislative session with Matt Hall, Republicans, in control of the House. So, after Thanksgiving, which is November 28th, they'll get back into Lansing on Tuesday, December 3rd, and it'll be game on. I asked John Roth, my state representative, specifically, do you think they're going to try to finish off their bucket list? He's like, well, specifically, what bills are you referring to? And I said, the elimination of parental consent in the state of Michigan when it comes to minor children, their medical care, their health rights is the way the Democrats explain it. Are they going to pass that? Eliminate parental consent when it comes to their minor children? John looked me right in the eye, Randy, and he goes, Randy, I wouldn't put anything past these Democrats. I haven't heard that they plan to specifically move that bill. I've heard of the bill. I'm not even sure what committee it's in, but I'm not sure they're going to do that. And I said, okay, what about the tax being increased to 100% sales tax on ammunition sold in the state of Michigan? He said, I haven't heard about that one either. I said, okay, what about the process of our elections? I said, they passed a bunch of things that did not get immediate effect, that was not supposed to take place this past Tuesday, November 5th election. But they are going to end the legislative session and make sure that it goes into effect 90 days after you guys come back in January. What are you guys prepared to do to stop it before the 2026 midterm elections for governor, all of you state representatives up for re-election again, as well as the state senators? He said, I have to look into that, Randy. I don't have an answer for you. He said, you make a good point. Those changes that were supposed to help Kamala Harris and the Democrats didn't work last Tuesday. I said, I know, because six Republican state senators did not give the changes that they made in our election laws immediate effect. They will not go into effect, John, until April of next year. But my question is this: what are you guys going to do to stop it, to undo it? He said, well, you know, we don't have control of the Senate. We won't get that back until 2026, and we surely don't have the governor's office. Whitmer is here until 2026 election, and she will be gone on January 1st of 2027. And he says, then it'll depend on who the next governor is. And I said, well, I already know that Kevin Rinke, who's contacted me, we've had a couple of discussions, wants to run for governor as the Republican. He said, yeah, I heard that too. Possibly Perry Johnson again? Yep, I heard that too. There's also a couple of business people that are looking at getting into the race. Well, I had a conversation with Ralph Rebant and his wife on Saturday. I told him, Ralph, I don't think you need to run for governor. He said, no, unless I had huge financial support, Randy, I'm not going to do it again. We lost everything. We dumped it all into that race, and we lost, and not going to do it again. I said, one thing that you might want to consider doing is reaching out to Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, a few of these big money guys that have the money to run. Have a conversation with them about them choosing you as their lieutenant governor. The Christians, the grassroots, the patriots who support Ralph Rebant, joining forces with the money people of the Republican Party, Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson's own millions of dollars they plan to put into this governor's race, you could help them. You could unify the ticket. They could have made their announcement that they're running for governor and that they've already chosen you to be their lieutenant governor. Bring a godly man into the governor's administration. Somebody who understands our Constitution, somebody who understands our Bible, somebody who understands our history, somebody who understands grassroots. Because I honestly believe that that's what Kevin Rinke and Perry Johnson both lack, is a grassroots ground game. That's something for them to think about. The seed was planted. Let's see where that goes. But in the meantime, we have to get through this lame duck session through the end of the year. Now, luckily, deer season starts this week. Yes, this Friday is opening day through Saturday, November 30th. Well, guess what? The legislators are not in session after this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th. Wednesday and Thursday the 14th, opening day the 15th, and they're gone. It takes them through Thanksgiving and the last day of rifle season for deer, Saturday, November 30th. They'll be back on Tuesday, December 3rd, and then it's game on. We will be watching. We will be listening. We will be reading the bills. I'll be looking at committee assignments, committees bringing certain bills up for a vote to take it to the floor for first, second, and third readings, passage in the House, sent over to the Senate, sent to the governor for a signature, while the Democrats are still in control. You understand that the Speaker, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, he's still the Speaker until the end of this session, the end of this year. He will be running the lame duck. You have to think about their agenda and what it is they're going to want to accomplish. What Democrat bucket list things are they going to want to ram through, try to get immediate effect from the Republicans?